Grace Malenko. Grace Malenko. Grace Malenko.
In the Pan, episode, I think, 44. We're really getting up there in numbers, aren't we? I apologize, I just found out this week that if anybody listened to Freaky Furry Friends, I think it was episode, the one that was posted on January 15th. Yes, that squeaky retard voice was me. This is why I don't listen to myself, ever. I sound bad. I've got a new addiction. It's called Squidoo. Squidoo. And it is fun to sit and mess with. Well, the FBC is on it. www.squidoo.com/the FBC, all lower letters. Jay put it up this morning. And it's fun. I think that it's going to be a real neat little thing to play around with. I've got one up. The highest ranked one, I'll give you a little idea of what the subject is about.
My name is Finley, and I love to fight.
Sorry about that. That was supposed to go a little bit better. Finley, the WWE wrestler. I just went around, I was bored, so I was like, okay, what wrestlers don't have a Squidoo page yet? And he was the first one I put in because he's my favorite. I don't know why. I mean, I don't watch wrestling anymore. I guess it's probably because in the mid-90s when I was watching it is when he was in WCW. He was really fun to watch. He's just a no-nonsense, no-bullshit brawler. And he does really good, so, at what he does. There's a little video on, if you want to see it, it's at squidoo.com/fitfinlay. F-I-T-F-I-N-L-A-Y, all lowercase. I've got a couple going up shortly on Warcraft 3 and its expansion, Reign of Chaos and the Frozen Throne. I've also got Warcraft 3 Squidoo page up. It's just / Warcraft 3. Not much to it, because it's just the overview. Whatever. So Dad's talking to me about eBay, and right now that's not what I'm trying to talk about. I'm trying to do the show. It's like, yes, Dad, I'm talking about you. Speaking of Dad, nobody even tried, I guess, to guess the theme for this week. How many people we got listening right now? Four listeners, but I'm not on. God damn it. I know why I'm not on, is because I was checking my email, and when I was done with that, I checked FTP and found out that one of the top songs that I was uploading this week didn't get uploaded because there was an apostrophe in the name. So I went and took the apostrophe out, and the time it took me to do that, I missed the buffer for getting on the show. So so for the nobody who is listening, the theme was Tom and Jerry. Here it is again, just to refresh your mind. For those of you who don't think that was Tom and Jerry, yes, it was. That was the opening I grew up with. It's like 1960s or maybe even 50s, I'm not sure. it's been around. That show's been around a long time. So, had to put down the TV theme of the week answer so I don't forget it. But yeah, I'll throw one in for Dad since apparently nobody's listening to this for some reason, so Dad'll get one next time. I don't really know which one I'm picking for him, because if he doesn't get this, I'm going to be very shocked. Fuck, I'm listening to, I can hear it in my head right now. That's sad. I haven't seen the show. Oh, man. 14 years? 15 years? You know it's a catchy theme song when you haven't seen it in that long an amount of time, but you can still remember it. And remember, oh, Christ, now the beginning's playing in my head. I can't even see it. Oh, this is, okay, this is bad. Okay, on to some music. It's Sunday, so no real theme, just whatever I could find. Crash Test Dummies with 4 Ooms and whatever, and Blues Traveler with Run Around.
Once there was this kid who got into an accident and couldn't come to school, but when he finally came back, his hair had turned from black into bright white. He said that it was from when the cousin smashed his soul. Girl who wouldn't go and change with the girls in the change room, and then they finally made her lay come directly home right after school. And when they went to their church, they shook and lurched all over the church floor. He couldn't quite explain it, they'd always just gone
I'll be able to enter.
Blues Traveler and the Crash Test Dummies. So we are officially kicked off. I'm basically just kind of pissing around on Wikipedia. Last night I was going to make a Squidoo page on Driders. Driders, for those of you who don't know, are spider tours. And went to Wikipedia. I figured, okay, I know they've got the basics. I can copy and paste some of the basics and make the rest up as I go. Well, a guy called Hunter Stern, who does make Drider mech bodies, they are not physical bodies, and I wish people would stop saying they were. They're mechs. They're metal. And they're six-legged. They're not eight-legged. Put up a link saying, okay, yeah, you know, there are Driders in Second Life. So, I put up this huge-ass thing, which pretty much doubled the size of the entire article, about the Driders, the Drider sect in the city of Los Angeles. And it was deleted this morning, damn it. So, I think it was because, A, I wasn't logged in, and B, I didn't tell them what I had changed and why I had changed it. So I'm doing that now. I'm also copying and pasting this to a note card, so if the jerks delete it again, I can just keep plugging it in there until they give up. Because I'm not going to give up on it. I think we did a really good job on it. So that's basically what I'm up to. I'll have the link to the Wicket to the Drider article on the thing. It's just, let me see. Screwed up, man. Well, I'll put it in there and I'll rattle it off later. Coming up, we've got Duran Duran with Rio and the Blues Brothers with Minnie the Moocher. Today was guaranteed to just be kind of a silly day. I mean, most Sunday shows are. After my week, I just kind of need silly. So we got a couple of silly songs, and then we got a couple of funny songs, and then we got a couple of instrumentals, and then we've got Bill Cosby coming up at the end. If I ever get on the radio. I'm not sure. Am I even on it now? Let's see. Playing. No, I'm not. God damn it, Jay, wake up. I'm not on it again. I've been broadcasting for 15 fucking minutes, and I'm not on. I don't even think Jay... No, Jay isn't even on. God dang it. Well, just have to do what I can then, so. Here's Duran Duran with Rio, and the Blues Brothers are actually, it's not the Blues Brothers, who the hell is it? It's the Blues Brothers Band. Cab Calloway, I believe. I'll look it up while they're playing. We'll be right back.
story about Minnie the Moocha. She was a low-down hoochie-coocha. She was the roughest, toughest frail, but Minnie had a heart as big as a whale. Hidey, 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 hidey. A bloke named Smokey. She loved him though he was cokey. He took her down to Chinatown and he showed her how to kick the gong around. Hidey, 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 about the king of Sweden. He gave her things that she was needing. He gave her a home built of gold and steel, a diamond car with the platinum wheels. Hidey, 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 hidey. He gave her his townhouse and his racing horses. Each meal she ate was a dozen courses. Had $1 million worth of nickels and dimes. She sat around and counted them all 1,000,000 times. Hidey, 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 hidey.
Was Cab Calloway with the Blues Brothers Band with Minnie the Moocher and Duran Duran with Rio. I like that movie. That I'm reading up on it now because I was wondering who the voice was, and they actually do. Just go to Wikipedia and type .org and type in Blues Brothers. You will find the article, and it is huge. Apparently. Which Belushi was it? Dang it. They just call him Belushi. It's like, whatever. Yeah, it's just going to say Belushi. Jim Belushi, I believe. So, is it? John Belushi. Duh. Okay, never mind. But they have a lot. Apparently, he really did love the blues. He had never heard it. But when Dan Aykroyd introduced it to him, he just fell in love, which is really cool because, you know, you can chuckle all you want about the Blues Brothers movie, and I haven't seen the sequel, but if you ever go and look up a album called Briefcase Full of Blues, and I can guarantee you, you will not find anywhere that would present a better case for, you know, yeah, they were actors, but they knew what the hell they were doing. It has Dan Aykroyd on harmonica and John Belushi singing, and he's got a good voice for it. I have a feeling that if this would have hit a little bit earlier, he might still be alive. So, I don't know. Maybe that's going a little far. But, you know, that's what I think. Just if you're wondering, the group itself was Steve the Colonel Cropper, Donald Duck Dunn, Murphy Dunn, William Two-Bag Hall, Steve Getwa Jordan, Tom Bones Malone, Lulu Marini, Matt Guitar Murphy, Alan Mr. Fabulous Rubin, Paul the Shiv Schaefer, and Tom Tripscale Scott. Now, most of the... there are a couple that weren't in the movie. Steve Jordan only appears on the albums. Tom Bones Malone, I believe, is in the movie. I know Blue Lou is. Matt Guitar Murphy. Mr. Fabulous. Paul Schaefer isn't. Which really, well, I guess that shouldn't surprise me. He was pretty active by that point. I don't know. Let's see, Paul Schaefer, they gotta have him on the IMDb here somewhere. NNDB. The hell is that? Okay, he's in Blues Brothers 2000. That just gave me a reason to see it. But yeah, that I really wish he would have been in the original. He's got a Bachelor's of the Arts degree in Sociology and Philosophy. Wow, how the hell did he get into music? That's a good question, I think. How in God's name did he get into music with a sociology degree? Of course, that was up in Canada. Maybe that's the equivalent of getting a liberal arts major degree down here in the States. Yeah, you can actually get a maybe 5-cent raise over at McDonald's. And that's if they put you on as a cashier. So, let's do the roll call.
You check in, but you don't check out.
And I'm going to murder at least one name here. You got FBC player, Dari, Ian-Keith, and here's the name I know I'm going to murder. Osteodontocariatic Bunny. Osteodontocariatic. Okay, that's actually not as bad as I thought I'd murder it. Raving Rendell, Taurus is away, Jay is here, but not here, obviously, since I've been trying to talk to him for the past half hour. Yiffbot and Rizzler. And that will do. I might as well just leave the damn place, because nobody can hear me. So, yeah, that's kind of depressing. Here's David Bowie with Chili Down, and the Laziest Men on Mars with All Your Bass Are Belong to Us.
When the sun goes down,
when the sun goes down,
and the band's back. shaking, booty shaking. Tripping, passing, jumping, bouncing, growling, stalling, creeping, pouncing, shouting, screaming, double dealing, rock and rolling, and a reeling with the nasty sex of feeling. Can you dig out groovy feeling? So when things get too rough,
and your chin is dragging on the ground,
and even down the top.
Gentlemen, all your bases are belong to us. You are on the way to destruction.
What you say?
You have no chance to survive, mate, your time. Ha ha ha.
All your base,
base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base, base You have no chance to survive, made your time.
Whoops, and it did it again. Dang it. I keep forgetting about that. Hello. Who was that? David Bowie and the Laziest Men on Mars. Yeah, Chili Down. Have you heard that one? You've seen Labyrinth, right? Where those little red thingies are throwing their heads around. Chili Down. It's a cute little song, even though it's probably like the most psychologically disturbing scene in the whole movie. Yeah. With the guys throwing their body parts around and...
Mom, where are you going?
Yeah, we gotta play with your head now. You're only allowed to throw your own head. Oh, they were kind of creepy, but they had a bitch of a song.
You just want attention. You don't
want to
be like that.
Of course not. He's a cat. Aren't ya?
Go down and you're gonna give me a hug, right? Fine. No hug for you. You don't get
to. Man, you are really blackmailing him. Well, it's still going, that... So I guess it's not too bad that it fucked up on the cue, because it's in holding. It's still telling me what the ETA for the next two songs would be. I've got about... Shit, how much time do I have? I got about 4 minutes. 3 minutes now, so... I think I'll break here. I've got the... Dreider link for the Wikipedia and the Blues Brothers link for the Wikipedia in. And no, damn it, I'm not playing what the TV theme was again. I played it at the beginning of the damn show, so if you didn't hear it, then you weren't listening. Because I said it like 2 or 3 times. So here we get into some instrumental with Trevor Jones and the Pod Dance from The Dark Crystal and the Vince Gilardi Trio with Linus and Lucy.
Thank you.
reading the Blues Brothers wiki, and there's just something I really wish I could have seen. If anybody has any footage of this, send it to me, or if you can find it on YouTube, you know, Google Video, I don't care. Send me this. Apparently, to promote Blues Brothers 2000, Dan Aykroyd, James Belushi, and John Goodman performed at the halftime of Super Bowl 31, along with ZZ Top and James Brown. The performance was preceded with a fake news report stating the Blues Brothers had escaped custody and they were on their way to the Louisiana Superdome. Oh, man. I want to see this. I want to see the report and I want to see the performance, because I think that would just be so awesome. You couldn't get anybody with the balls to pull that off anymore. You just can't. I mean, nobody will do it. Which is sad, because that would be like the highlight of that. I hate football. I hate Super Bowl. It's guys who are too big and too lazy to do anything else, not physically lazy, mentally lazy, to do anything else. So they run up and down a 100-yard patch of grass for God knows how long. I'm not saying it's not dangerous. It's horribly dangerous, but why? You know, I can't see the point in it. I can't really see the point in many sports. Soccer, I can't either. Baseball, at least you have a diamond, so, you know, you're kind of at least changing direction every now and then. So, that will probably do it for me, though. Yeah, you're just noticing this now, Jay. Welcome back to reality. Well, I'm done now. So, we need to, like, work on this. Oh, well. RendlesRavings@yahoo.com if you want to get in touch with me, or FITP@podomatic.com. I check both quite frequently, so, you know, drop me a line. If you don't catch me at one, you will catch me at the other. I check Flash in the Pan at least twice a week, and I check Rendell's Ravings every day. So, without any further ado, here's Bill Cosby with Hofstra, and I will catch you next week.
I played football for Temple University, and it's the truth, see? Don't keep asking me, did you really play? Yes, I really played. At one time, I had a beautiful body. I weighed 192 pounds, and they made me a fullback. Now, before you start tuning up, let me get my story finished. No, the truth of the matter is that it didn't take much to play for Temple at the time that I was playing, because we had lost 27 games in a row, and we played against real weak teams. I mean, teams like Muhlenberg, Lafayette, what's it? Gettysburg, yeah. They all beat us. They all killed us. Especially Hofstra. Hofstra beat us 900-0. In their street clothes, man. They wiped us out. You know? Besser wouldn't even play us. That's how bad we were, man. Get out of here. We don't even want you on our schedule. So I want to give you some insight as to what goes on in a loser's locker room. We're going to play against Hofstra, which is a really terrible school. They killed us every year, boy. And when you play for a team like Temple, you got nothing to do except pace up and down in the locker room, and you say to yourself, boy, I sure do hope I don't get hurt. I almost made a tackle last week. I must have been crazy out there. Nobody else is trying out there. I don't know why I got to be the one all the time. I play on the second team, which is actually the nut squad. Now, these are guys that can play, but they're afraid. They don't want to go out there, so they do nutty things, like they put the helmet on sideways, looking out through the ear hole. Guys get on scuba diving suits, snowshoe, and an ice skate, you know, walking around. Second team is very quiet because they're going to go out, scared to death. That's what they are. Catholics on the squad always seem to have something special going because they're over in the corner, dominoes, father, three dominoes. I'm not Catholic, but I figure if it works for him, yeah, me too, father. He's a friend of mine. He told me how to do this. Here, please accept me. A little pacing up and down. First team's getting last rights. And we're one. The coach is drawing trick plays on the blackboard because he has no personnel whatsoever, and he knows he's got to work with something that'll trick him. You know. All right, you guys, listen up. When they come out of the huddle, line up backwards.
and just let them run right over you, and then we'll raise the flag and everything while you're singing the national anthem, all right? We'll get pity somewhere, I'll tell you that. Then comes the athletic director. Said, I'd like to talk to the boys.
What?
I'd like to talk to the boys.
Okay. May I have your attention, please, fellas? This is the athletic director, Mr. Ernie Cassell. He's the man that's responsible for giving most of you the scholarships. He'd like to talk to you, Mr. Cassell.
Thank you very much, Coach Macris. Well, boys, here we are again. We're going to go out and have another fine football game. Going to go out and play against Hofstra, because you already know that. You know, they beat us last year 900-0. The year before that, they beat us 900-0. I was over in their locker room, had a chance to look at some of their players, and Christ, they're bigger than they were last year. Yes, yes, I know. Fellas, I looked out in the stands, we only have 12 people out there. And this is homecoming. Just want to say a few words to you. This is our first game on television. We want to keep this television contract going because this is the only way we can make some money to buy a little scuba diving suits and snowshoes and ice skates for all the weird old squads here. So we're going to say to you, please, remember that you're on TV. By that, I mean, don't worry about winning the game as much as we want you to be concerned with the fact that while you're out there on the field, we're going to ask you, please, do not touch certain areas of your bodies while you're out there on a football field. Because if you're out there digging and scratching, the people at home are going to turn you right off, and we're going to lose the contract. So please, do not touch certain areas of your bodies while you're out there on the field. Now, we're going to pass out these affidavits and ask you to sign them, saying that you will not touch certain areas of your bodies while you're out there on a football field, all right? So we signed them, and we went out, you know, and I'm with the second team. First team's got the ninth time for last right. Hofstra came out of the locker room. I had never seen guys so big before in my life. They had just brought 11 guys with them. Smallest guy on the squad was 6'1", 490 pounds. It was a halfback. Ran 109-1, had long teeth hanging out of his mouth. Every one of them just had one eye in the center of the forehead. The coach was beating them out onto the field with a ball and chain, hitting them smack in the back of the head. Get out of here! Go on, Igor! What's good, Igor? First team said, oh God, don't look at him. If you don't look at him, you won't get scared. Second team went crazy. Guys are ripping their clothes off. I can't play naked. Kick your thumbs up, grabs the ball. It looks like a vitamin pill in his hand. What's it down? Out of the world. They come running down the field. First team said, throw some meat at him. Maybe they'll eat that. Get out of here. Guys, still standing. Oh. Kevin Templeman out cold on the ground. Coach, all right, get the nut squad, naked or not, get out there. We're carrying them off, and as we're carrying them off, I swear I heard one Temple guy on the ground say, can we get up now? No, you move, I'll punch you right in the mouth. So help me, get out of here. We carry them off, and Coach, all right, get out there, second team, let's go. We got a quarterback that's 2-1.
All right, run the kamikaze play on one. All right, kamikaze. Cosby up the middle, the whole team off the field. Break!
We break out of the huddle, the quarterback goes up and says, shift! One, two, bing! Gives me the ball. I take one step and I look, and there's a hole. And I had never seen a hole. Playing for Temple. And I said, God, a hole. I turned to the people in the stands. Look at this, a hole! You see this? I said, yeah, hurry up, run! I said, wait a minute, it may be a mirage. You can't tell. I said, well, I better get moving. I'll never forget it. There was a big hole with a defensive man on the ground. I planted one foot, stepped over him. When I did, he stood up and hit me.
and the pain was tremendous. And I threw down the ball and I said, oh, I've been hit in the...
You'd better not touch any areas of your bodies while you're on the football field.
So I grabbed my head. And they said, oh, yeah, I said, what's the matter? I said, I can't say nothing until they bring a commercial on, all right? Thank you and good night.